Now, I've already alluded to this distinction between spatial and abstract data. And in a way, one of the key takeaways from this lecture is, or what I hope you take away is, there's abstract data and it's different than spatial data. So what do I mean by spatial data? Data that has an inherent one, two, or three-dimensional geometry. So example is MRIs. They're doing a scan of your brain. It's two-dimensional. They might piece them together into a three-dimensional model of your head. You can rotate it. There are all kinds of challenges how to make it translucent so that you can go in and look at things. But there's no, in a way, it's straightforward in how to do the mapping in terms of the model that you use. Or you have a CAD system that are being used to design airplanes or to do interior design or so on. Again, it's three-dimensional in its very nature. And that sort of helps how to figure out how to organize the data, how to present the data to people. On the other hand, we have what's called abstract data. So that's data that doesn't have an intuitive spatial mapping. Take the contents of the internet. Take search results, not just the top 10, but I want to look at 1,000 of them. How do I organize them? Oh, let's put them into clusters. Let's put them into hierarchies. How do I show a huge hierarchy? So that doesn't require a lot of scrolling. So we'll look, come across things that are called journal faces. We'll look at software visualization, scatter plots, parallel coordinates, hierarchies, Boolean queries, and so on. These are just some of the examples, and I'll give you a few tastes in the next few slides.